about Runner's Anxious. Bob?
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Miles, also known as the Polish Nostradamus.
Yes.
In some circles.
Yes.
Is prestidigitator extraordinaire.
Yes.
I believe that was in the yearbook as well. Unfortunately, they misspelled it and started with an M.
Yeah, thank you. Some people apparently did not like the predictions.
What? Explain.
Our contest winner, Smidge Kirtlebaum, did not like the prediction made about him making lady parts out of bubblegum.
Why did he like that?
I don't know. He just said he didn't like it, so I don't.
Uncool, man.
Uncool.
Huh, okay.
He's such a doofus anyway, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was, kind of interesting.
Yeah, I did too, but, whatever.
You guys just don't get along,
No, we get along.
Okay. Get along.
If I don't act like this, he'd be disappointed in me, so I have to.
Oh, okay. I see. Is that the way your wife, you think your wife feels as well, or?
I'm not sure how she feels.
She'll be disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Her phone's in right now, anyway. So.
Oh, there you go. That's probably her new lifestyle.
Yeah.
Always having her earphones in.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Don't
have to listen to you.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed the predictions. Although I did say, "Hey, would you send me your list of predictions?"
They're on top of the fridge right now,
And I still haven't got them.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I thought one of your predictions was you weren't going to procrastinate, or what was it? What was it? You had several.
Oh wait, was that one of my predictions?
No, it was one of your New Year's resolutions was less procrastination or something. So.
All right, well, I'll do it. I'll get it on there. I'll do it tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it tonight. I don't care.
Just post them on Facebook and I'll get them from there then.
All right.
So, I'll just post. Yeah, just post them. What the hell?
Yeah.
So. All right, well, that's cool. The holidays are never really truly over until after, they sell off all the excess holiday merchandise, right?
That's right.
And so, I know it's a little late. I had this story a week or so ago, but because, Polish Nostradamus comes first, we had to, I postponed this little tidbit here. But so, I love to go after the holiday to see what I can get really cheap, like 50% off or better.
Oh, you're one of those people. Okay.
Yes, all right. I'm one of those people. And so my wife and I happened to be out, and we were at the Walgreens, not the Walmart, the Walgreens. Yeah, yeah. You have Walgreens up there? I think it's a national thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do.
At the corner of Happy and Healthy. And so we were at the Walgreens. And they had their clearance section. Usually Walgreens actually has, in years past, I have gotten some pretty choice things at the Walgreens on clearance.
I think I got a fog machine there once for like $20 or something.
See? That was probably after Halloween though, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, still, they don't really have fog machines for Christmas. Yeah,
well, whatever. I mean, your house.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever.
But, so we were there at the Walgreens and, after Christmas, and in the past I've gotten some pretty good stuff, like I got a bunch of Christmas Story, like glasses, and we got Charlie Brown Christmas tree, they sold those one time, those little kind of pitiful looking trees. So
sure.
This year we were there wasn't a whole lot left, but they had a certain amount of gingerbread houses.
Okay.
And I was asking my wife, I'm like, hey, they got some gingerbread houses left. You think those will keep for a year? And so,
I hope you don't have mice.
And so, well, hey, you should talk, Mr. Bread Maker.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, I'm talking to my wife. You know, I'm like, you think if it's left sealed up at the last, you know, for next year? Because what happens is the kids always want to make these things, right?
Right.
They never eat them. They just make them. And so I'm thinking if we just get these ones for like, you know, 75% off.
Yeah.
Keep them till next year. They can make them. They just won't eat them, right?
You can blow them up during your 4th of July.
That's extravaganza. Yeah, that's true. So, and some of us like, and so this lady who kind of had like more facial hair than I do was standing there.
Can't grow any. I guess that's really not.
I was going to say, it's not too much, but still, it's for a lady, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
She had more than the Boris Badenoff look pulled off, you know what I'm saying? So she cuts into the conversation. And so she's like telling me, oh, well, this one has, you know, street lamps. So she's all into this conversation about these things that I was just having with my wife. But
you get weird about that.
I know. I'm like, okay. You should get this one. It has, you know, Santa's sleigh on the roof.
You should screw off.
Yeah, exactly. So I got this whole, like, you know, like, kind of, you know, home shopping network dialogue with this lady in these houses.
Oh, the firehouse. Get the firehouse.
The fire. You know, because they were like all in this one little area, and I was just walking past them, but she was standing in front of them, and she engaged me for quite some time before I could break away talking about these things. I thought for a minute there I was going to, you know, like have to move to Utah and get another marriage license or something.
Yeah.
Polygamous. Yeah, exactly. Would you buy? She, you know.
Get the bakery.
I can see by that fine mustache you're sporting that you are a woman of substance.
I love it.
And the fact that you're wearing those stretchy pants, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know.
Nice.
Yeah, she was not the best looker, but she certainly was helpful in the gingerbread house department.
Well, I'm my Stein Master.
That's right.
I wasn't really sure for that, but
yeah, I just thought it was weird because I mean, she jumped in, weird. You know, with both feet, trying to get me to buy these gingerbread houses. You know, almost took me by the arm. Come here, hon. I'll show you. You know,
kind of thought you were a woman or something, and she like, you know, yeah, totally.
As an old,
got in with your whole thing. Like, oh,
yeah, that's true. I'll be the man and you be the woman. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah. So yeah. So anyhow, I just thought that was really like freaked me out a little bit. And my wife's like just walking away from me. She's leaving me.
I'll be over here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go look at the chia heads. They had a large assortment.
Oh, I love chia heads. Yeah. Look at those.
There's a large assortment of chia heads there.
Would you help me pick out condoms, lady?
That's right.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
I like rib for her pleasure.
Yeah. Something like that. So, yeah. She just takes me over to the rubber gloves.
Over here, look at.
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
Look, here's the gingerbread dildos. They're only 60% off.
You could get me Dilo meal. I've seen on TV.
Look, here's a nose hair trimmer. So, right. Yeah. She just was so into it. I just was like, this is too much for me.
Oh, you're gonna give that, huh?
Well, first of all, it's too much if anybody just talks to me, so But whenever they actually, yeah, out of the blue. I'm not even talking to her. I'm talking to, you know. I'm just like, this is weird.
And then I just got out of the psych ward, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just so you know, all right?
So we walk away, and I'm like, hey, she was, I told my wife, she seemed to be really into those things.
I really like the Wizard of Oz.
I really, that's right. Don't bother me, I'm thinking.
Don't bother me, I'm thinking. In line with Santa. Don't bother me. That was you. You were like the Peter Billingsley. And
yeah.
She was like the creepy kid with the aviator glasses. And
she was, yes. She was the creepy. You remember, she looked kind of like, remember the mom as they were, you know, he was trying to button line, you know, and they're like, no, the line start. Remember the mom with the hat and everything? It looked like that, except with bag lady clothes on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was a little dirty, you know? A little gritty. Yeah.
Looks like someone needs an F-buddy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just here with my wife. We're just here trying to get 75% off.
That's right. Actually, we're there for something else. I just was being a cheap bastard, so.
Yeah, you're there for a good time, it sounds like. You know, I'd like to see your pants half off. I've got to go. I left my keys in the car, I think, so I've got to go now. And
yeah, I'm like, holy moly, this woman is just weirding me out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sugar, come back, sugar, for these gingerbread houses.
You come back here anytime.
Yeah, lip smacking.
I'm usually here by Saturday, about noontime, so if you want to come back.
That's right. I'll be standing here till these things are gone, baby.
I'll eat them all. Some creepy woman.
I'll lick the crumbs out of your lap.
Was she older or younger? Or
she was older, I think. I don't know. She looked older. Got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
She looked older. That's for sure. I'm like, don't touch me.
Can I please just touch you a little?
No, don't touch me.
Oh.
I'm going to break down here in the clearance aisle.
They say that gingerbread is an aphrodisiac.
I bet.
You know, yeah, I'm going to go get some colon cleaning stuff.
That's right. I'm just here for my herpes treatment medicine.
Yeah, I'm just here for the herpes, really.
That's right, I'm just here for the hair. I'm just here to get my toupee adjusted and get some more spirit gum.
My non-fluoride toothpaste is what I want to get. I'm going to get my non-fluoride toothpaste.
Yeah, I'm just here getting my sex change pills.
Yeah. Oh, I am too.
My estrogen pills.
My name's Chaz.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. My name's
Miles Tidal.
Yeah. For a good time call.
I'm visiting from Iowa. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm into gingerbread houses and easy women.
If you're ever in Iowa, near the river.
And not in that order. And not in order.
Somebody
either.
Got your computer working, I heard it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's
I know.
Too late it's now.
An hour.
Too late now.
Yeah, it's too late now.
So, other than pissing people off, what's going on with you up there?
It's fun. It's ironic because I have a Walgreens story this week.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This is totally unplanned, folks.
Yes.
So you were there picking up your Viagra, and?
I was the only one not picking up RX this time.
Oh, you weren't getting your Viagra refilled? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, what was it? Oh, so the wife, you know, like, well, go pick up tonight,
go get me some pads and some
propriol.
I need some batteries for my vibrator and.
Nice. Double D. All right. Okay.
I'm thinking about getting a gas one. What do you think?
Yeah, I know. So I go there, and I have something to admit.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I have been collecting a certain items, I guess, if you will, in the last few months.
Underwear?
No, not underwear. I've been collecting the action figures that would go with the show, The Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
And Walgreens seems to be the only place. What?
Which kind? They have the like vinyl ones. No, the lifelike ones. Oh, okay.
Like the 4-inch lifelike.
Right. Okay, I got you.
And they came out with a new set, and Walgreens is like the only place to get them unless you like try to order them online or something. And
gotcha. That's weird.
And so I saw there was because I'm very into the show, you know.
Yeah, I know. You tried to be the governor this year, but this turned out to be HR Puffin stuff.
Yeah,
Halloween.
Yeah, it didn't turn out.
Who are you, Mr. HR Puffin?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I won't do that again. No.
Are you seeing the sea monsters? No.
So I found Rick and I found Abraham Ford.
You look like that guy from Lidsville. I'm not the guy.
I don't know what that is. But.
That was Riley, well, you know his name.
Charles Nelson Riley,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He was the magician in Lidsville. Anyway, go ahead.
So I find two figures that I don't have. I said, okay, I will get them and get my RX, you know, get my prescription.
Yeah, get my, fungal medicine.
And my anti-itch medicine, which I could really use right now, but so...
Got the noise.
So I go there, and they haven't opened yet, so I have to wait for them to open up, because it's not 24 hours anymore, and they open up.
Oh, man.
And the pharmacist helps me out, you know, about our age, I say, you know.
So she's a young lady.
Yes, pleasant lady. Very pleasant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I need these three medicines. She finds them, and
she goes, "Ew, I'm not. Can I put gloves on before I hand you? Take your money."
It puts the medicine in the bag, or gets the hose again. And she looks down, and she sees my action figures.
Oh, I thought maybe she's. I thought maybe you were wearing tight pants.
She sees my unit and she says,
Now I know what the ointment's for. Yeah, I know what all the ointment's for.
I like gingerbread. But
she turns around, she's like, there's enough ointment in here for a home, my lord.
Oh, my dear. Ooh.
Oh, my.
And, so she's like, do you want me to ring those up with your medicine?
My action figures? Of course I said, do.
I said, do you mean my dolls? She started laughing like you, actually. Yeah.
My dolls?
I go, they're action figures, okay?
Yeah, my dolls.
Just because a grown man wants to buy action figures doesn't mean anything bad.
Now, are you keeping one in the box and taking one out, or what are you doing here?
No, come on, jeez, get out of here. They're all in the box.
Oh, you're keeping them all in the box. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a 40-year-old virgin. They're all in the box.
Oh, they're mint in the box.
Yep.
Could I possibly get the AARP discount on these dolls? Thank you.
Aren't you a little old to be playing with dolls?
Would you like your scripts, those dolls, and that Metamutual? Of course they would. Thank you.
I'll take a flu shot, Metamucil, Bengay, a couple of these dollies, and
and I got a pack of suppositories here too.
And my wife's lithium. I'll have all that, please.
I'll have
thank
all
you.
Of it. Thank you. You're the best. Assistants.
I'd like to pick up my Ritalin. Thank you.
That's right.
Oh yeah, so I was very embarrassed. Yes.
I got a couple of Dr. Scholl's inserts, thank you.
And a couple of dollies.
Some dolls. These are for my grandchildren.
Yeah, honestly. I was gonna say that's for my grandchildren. These are for my grandkids.
I fought in the war, you know. I got the gout.
Miles Jr. and Baby Bo Cephas, my grandchildren.
That's right.
They like to play with this stuff.
So. She laughed whenever you said dolls, yes.
Yes, yes. Well, I think she was thinking it. Yeah, I'm sure she was probably like, he's into some freaky deakiness, man.
And I'll take this box of condoms and these two dolls.
Would you want me to ring up these binoculars too, sir?
Oh, yes, please.
Do you sell Polaroid film? Do you still sell that?
I also have some prints to pick up.
You still sell Instamatic film?
Yeah.
No, sir, we don't.
I'm looking for something that reverses a peephole. Do you possibly?
Yeah, reverse peephole camera.
You possibly have one of those at your store here or somewhere.
If you want to write down your address.
That, and I've got a gallon of milk. Thank you.
I'd like to arrange a play date.
Nice.
Do you have any children?
Oh, my Lord. No wonder she's laughing at you.
Oh, yeah. She's seen me there many times before, yes.
She didn't, like, squeeze her boobs or anything, did she? When she was talking to you?
No, she's very easy on the eyes.
Excuse me.
On the eyes, so.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Oh, did she like gingerbread houses? Because maybe,
Yeah, I might have been a match to the gingerbread lady. I don't know.
My sister in Iowa works at the log.
I like gingerbread houses and you like dollies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess. You look at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to go down to St. Louis.
We don't need lubrication because everything down there drips. On both sides of the tank, so.
Would you like me to put some snow on that gingerbread house?
Dealer's choice. Excuse me.
Yes.
Nice.
That gingerbread house needs a little frosting.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, yeah. You'd be the guy to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's a snowstorm.
Don't worry, I have all mine saved up in these Ziploc bags. We'll just cut the end off and then voila.
Yeah.
Instant piping bag. Thank you.
So
I could pipe all over that gingerbread house.
I might have to start ordering this stuff online now. This is getting embarrassing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know.
Whatever, man. You know, everyone's into something. I'm just collecting these. So what?
So how are you doing? How's the collection going?
Pretty well, yeah.
How many dolls do you have in your Walking Dead doll collection?
I have quite a few, maybe 20, I don't know.
Holy moly, 20.
I don't know. I have the 10-inch Daryl Dixon, so I have that.
Yeah.
My wife always likes, let me see that.
Yeah, she'd like to have the 10-inch Daryl Dixon as well.
She got the 3-inch Miles titles, which is not quite as fun as a 10-inch drill.
Can't win them all.
He's going to take the incredible journey.
Yep. So you got, that's like a lot of cash. Those things are what, like $6 a piece or what?
That can get as high as about 13 piece, yeah.
Oh, my God. You got.
But, I mean, I've found some on sale, though, you know.
Okay.
I got Carl for like $6 or $7, which was nice. You know.
Wow, that's expensive.
Because no one wanted Carl. You're like, oh.
Yeah, Carl.
Not really one of the main characters.
Did you get that zombie girl that they killed in that one episode? You know, the young one? Early on. at the farmhouse?
No, they haven't really had. They have some zombies there, but I don't remember no zombie girl, I guess.
Okay, just asking. That'd be a keeper right there, you know.
Yeah, I know.
When you kill an elementary school kid on a show, that's big news.
Yeah,
I know. That's big news right there.
Yeah, no fooling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that sounds very like a good collection.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an investment, I suppose. You know, for the future.
For the future. Okay.
I think it'll be worth some money someday. I hope.
Yeah, you hope. You better hope.
I hope to double my money. Tell you the truth.
Yeah, after a few decade or two, you know.
If I live long enough.
Your kids may be able to cash in on that. Yeah, your kids will cash in. That'll be good.
They'll be on, you know, Pawn Stars someday. Yeah, well, my loser dad had these. How much did he get?
You know, I would say, let me tell you a story, Chumley. My dad would go into the Walgreens and have the pharmacist laugh at him to get these dolls. Between that and the penis pump that he purchased.
That part had been less embarrassing, tell you the truth. I would like to buy an enema, please. Okay.
Yeah.
Versus...
He would go, that sounds like a harrowing story. Yeah. Let me call the old man over here and get a price on these. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
We're going to have our friend Johnny from down the street at the toy store come down.
Price check on dolls. Price check on dolls, please.
These Walking Dead dolls were really popular back in the 2010s.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, you need to take some pictures of your doll collection so you can show everybody.
I might. Yeah, I might. I want people to. I don't really want people to laugh at it, though. I don't want them to.
Well, I think they're already doing that, so I think you're in the clear for that one.
I'll tell you what. I will lay them out all on my bed and take a picture of the entire thing.
Yeah. That sounds good. That sounds like a good picture.
That sounds like a picture you can get behind. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, and... you know, whenever you get it, you can get it, take a picture of your nice top T-shirt. You know, you're buying all these Walking Dead dolls. You haven't got any money left over for your nice top.
Yeah, I know. Where am I going to wear that again? Where am I going to wear it to?
Just wear it around the house. Anybody comes by, hey, nice top.
I wear it at my son's graduation, I guess.
Yeah, you can see. Oh. Heck yeah. Okay.
What the hell?
Nice top.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like something Walken would say. Nice top.
Nice top.
Young lady. So anyway, I kept this T-shirt. Nice top. T-shirt of my ass.
I smuggled this T-shirt out of Vietnam. You know how I did it?
Oh, my ass. I knew your father. And he liked to compliment big-breasted women. Especially if they were wearing a nice top. Nice top, yes.
Nice.
Well, I just like to tell everybody, if you want to get your nice top T-shirt, you can. It's on the website. Click on the button there. You can go get a nice top T-shirt.
Or if you collect something, send us a picture if you collect something.
Oh, yeah. You can collect nice top T-shirts if you want.
Or if you collect anything. Let's see your collections.
Yeah. That's what Miles says. Let me see your 10-inch Daryl Dixon. I would like to compare it to my own 10-inch Daryl Dixon. Of course, my 4-inch Carl. Not quite as impressive. But we're not talking about lot stuff.